We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Thank you for joining us today for Day 14 of Joy. Today's title is Hearts Refreshed. Gary Kinneman said, happiness is when you are happy. Joy is when God has done so much in your life that you will bring happiness to others. Our text comes from Philemon 1, verse 7. It says, for I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. The small letter of Philemon was written to Paul's beloved fellow worker of the same name. In Philemon 1:7, Paul describes the amount of joy that Philemon's friendship has brought to his life. The adjective Paul used to describe the extent of his joy is the Greek word polis. This word, translated as much, emphasizes the quantity involved. Polis can be translated as numerous or great in amount. This is the same word found in Matthew 4:25 to describe the great crowds that followed Jesus. What did Philemon do that brought Paul so much joy? Philemon's ministry refreshed the hearts of other believers. Paul was thrilled that other people's hearts were being refreshed for Jesus. The Greek word translated as refreshed is rendered rest in Jesus' invitation. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 reminds us. As Philemon loved and cared for others, he brought a joy-filled rest to their hearts. This brought much joy to Paul's heart because he valued joy in the lives of other believers. Paul received this blessing of refreshment from other Christian workers also. Notice the following scripture. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, he says, I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaeus because they have made up for your absence, for they refreshed my spirit as well as yours. And in 2 Timothy 1:16, it says, may the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. Observe how Paul connects his joy to a refreshed spirit in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 17 and 18. Paul talks so much about joy because he had so many close friends who encouraged him. Warren Wiersbe highlights this truth. Paul was not only a soul winner, he was a great friend maker. If my count is correct, there are more than 100 different Christians, both named and unnamed, associated with Paul in the book of Acts and in his epistles. He named 26 different friends in Romans 16 alone. Like Paul, we receive much joy when our hearts are continually refreshed. That is why being a part of a community of believers is vitally important to sustaining joy in your life. At the same time, you have tremendous potential to bring great encouragement and joy to others. In his commentary on Philemon, Curtis Vaughn adds these thoughts. It probably never occurred to Philemon that his loving deeds that refreshed the hearts of the Colossian Christians would bring joy and encouragement to his friend Paul, imprisoned in faraway Rome. But as a pebble that has been cast into a lake sends out widening circles, so the smallest deeds and words, good or bad, have an expanding influence. Let's ponder these questions. How has your heart been refreshed by other believers? In what ways has that encouragement increased your joy? How can you encourage other believers so that your life can bring them more joy? Why is it so important that Paul was not only a soul winner, but a great friend maker? Please join me in prayer. Oh, Father, may we be like Paul today. And as we're winning souls, may we be a great friend maker. May we refresh the souls of other believers and also be a light to those who've not yet found you. Thank you for this joy that we have. We love you, Jesus. Amen.